from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1, 2, 3.
It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
NBA free agency was underway, began on Sunday. Lots of moves have been made. Lots of news coming out of the Celtics camp. And this one, though, has to do with their ownership. So the majority owner puts the team up for sale just weeks after the NBA championship. The Boston Basketball Partners LLC, the ownership group behind the Celtics, has put the team up for sale, according to a statement that they had posted on X on Monday. The controlling family of the ownership group announced the sale of the majority stake and expects it to be completed later this year or in early 2025.
I think the interesting part of this is to keep in mind is they are selling the majority stake. This is not the entire investment group that will be selling. They bought this, I think, for $360 million about 22 years ago. And when you look at the amount of money that is probably Wick Grusbeck, the majority stakeholder, that he's able to get for this, it's insane, right? So you're going to have just his part. Now, they are valued somewhere around $5 billion, and when you put all those numbers forward and add in the fact that you just paid everybody on that roster, you start to add the zeros up, and Grusbeck's like, I'm getting out of here. I'm good. We're about to be doing a lot of money. You sell when the stakes are high, so good to go.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that one of the best NBA reporters that I've had the chance to ever be around was Chris Mannix, and he tweeted right after this news came out that some owners have become very wary of what local TV deals could look like in the years ahead. And, you know, regional sport networks are embattled, and while the new national deal will be big, future local deals may not. Mark Cuban, I think, has hinted about maybe selling the Mavericks as well. They may see this now, as, and he mentioned Cuban as long with Grossbeck in there and said they may see another time to get out while the getting is good. And then another guy came over the top and said the NBA is moving inevitably towards an NFL model where local telecasts, which already exclude most of the best games, are going to get an even smaller piece of an increasingly divided pie. So that, to me, sounds like that's where these owners make a ton of their money, are these regional deals. And with those going away, that, you know, that's that makes sense that they might sell high. To your point, it's not just about for the Celtics about the NBA titles. It's other things as well.
It'll be interesting to me how this all goes, because now you have this model right in the NFL where you've kind of okayed investment groups as opposed to one singular owner or majority owner. And I mean, when the numbers get as high as they are, when you're talking about $5 billion, and like I said, this is not the whole team. They're not selling the whole team. It's just his majority stake in this investment group. Well, when you start talking about that, man, you really have to have like a Los Angeles Dodgers style of squad behind it that's going to throw their money forward and be able to do different things. And it really completely changes those ownership models. I mean, there's a lot of kind of, you know, kind of cooks in the kitchen when it comes to that.
Yeah, and it's what happened here with the Atlanta Spirit Group, where it was a lot of cooks in the kitchen that didn't have, none of them had the entirety or majority of the ownership stake, and therefore it really exposed the fact that none of them had any real money. But in the reality of the situation is you want one guy who has that 51%, right? And then the rest of them have big enough pockets where they can all make these moves.
It begs the question to me when I'm seeing all these numbers pop up for Derek White and Jason Tatum, all the above. When I see all these numbers pop up, it leaves me asking the question, who is signing off on these contracts? You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have a singular majority investment kind of owner, you know what I mean? It's not like, okay, hey, we're going to pay Dak Prescott. Jerry Jones has to okay that, right? Jerry Jones makes this. Like, who is it that's signing off on going, hey, let's pay Jason Tatum $320 million?
Well, I think guys like Grossbeck have a majority stake at the end of the day.
Right.
So it's just that you have a bunch of other guys who make up the other 49%.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jason Tatum, him and the Celtics agreed on a 5-year, $314 million extension. And then Mike already mentioned that the Derek White deal. So him and the Celtics agreed to a 4-year, $125.9 million contract extension. So they are paying a lot of people.
A lot of money for a lot of different pieces. But I guess when you have players that are that good, I guess you want to sell a good product. I mean, if that's the thing, if they're asking Whit Grusbeck, if they're saying, hey, look, man, do you mind if we pay these people? He's going, dude, we have a championship, not even championship caliber, a proven champion commodity here. If you want to step into these ranks and pay a few billion dollars to step right to the forefront of the NBA and get those things done.
Yeah, so make a run again. One more run for the title, right? You just paid Jaylen Brown last year. Now Tatum and White have been paid. You're going to make at least one or two more runs before whatever happens with this team, however long you can keep them together.
I'd be curious to get a report, too, from like a front office or a Forbes or something like that, of how much an actual NBA championship is worth financially. You know what I mean? When you look at the windfall of not only just gear, but, you know, putting butts in the seats for the next season and the amount of sellouts, I'd love to know how much that is worth for a franchise and whether or not, you know, it's kind of worth making those moves to go all in like you do financially and not worry about the luxury tax and everything else. And then on the flip side, how much you're able to pull away from that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.